Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it. Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast with me, your host, Viola Levy. And today I'm going to talk about how to get your brand into major retailers and how to leverage your brand story in order to do so. So speaking at the Beauty Matter official Future 50 Summit, the Chief Merchandising Officer at Ulta Beauty, Monica Arnudo, said, basically, what's the reason for being? What's the value add that your brand is bringing? So what's the consumer gap that the brand is solving? The founder story is also really, really important to us, she said. They really bring life and passion to the brand. So whether you want to go down that route and be customer facing as a founder, or just want to really focus on the brand itself, I think having a strong story is really key to getting those retailers to sit up and take notice. So how do you nail your brand story? Well, crafting a compelling brand narrative really is the key to its success. So it's about connecting deeply with your target audience and highlighting your brand's unique strengths. So it's USP, what gap is it filling in the market? Like, how does it stand out? How does it stand apart from those literally thousands of other brands that those buyers in Sephora and Space NK and Ulta Beauty and everywhere else have land on their desks day in, day out? Like, what really makes your brand stand apart from those? And also, it's more than just about a great product. It's about brand authority. So it's about having that compelling content that really resonates with retailers and consumers, so that they have something, you know, something more than just the formula or what it's going to do for their hair or their skin. But what are they really getting out of this? What are they really taking away from your brand in terms of how their beauty routine will evolve and change and adapt? So that's something to think about. It's also important to really elevate your brand message. So it's not just about what you're saying, but it's about crafting that perfect tone of voice to make sure that how you say it is really spot on. Also, when it comes to sustaining long-term success, it means that your brand story might evolve to keep up with market trends. So that's something we can help with here at Smart Beauty Creative as well. So yes, I think it's really important to kind of focus on the key things that drive you, that really kind of brought this brand into being in the first place. Like, imagine those things that spark of inspiration that kept you going, because it's not easy launching a beauty brand. There are a lot of moving parts, I know, having worked with them and helped bring new brands to market. There is just so much going on and it's stressful and chaotic, but there is something that just drives you, that passion, that desire to see this brand brought to life, to see it on the shelves, to, you know it, and you truly have to believe in it in order to make this happen. So what is it that, you know, you think makes this brand so special? And you really have to drive that home, not just, oh, I wanted a brand that was, I don't know, inclusive or had natural ingredients, because surprise, surprise, there are now so many cool independent brands that are doing that. And that's no, you know, there's nothing wrong with being inclusive, far from it, or wrong with prioritizing natural ingredients and excluding harsh synthetics and harsh chemicals. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it needs to be something more. It needs to be something that's really going to make you unique. So whether that's an unusual ingredient story, whether that's a personal founder story, whether it's a new pioneering formulation or a new product, whether you're reinventing the whole category with your product. So it could be, for example, a hair care routine where you use the conditioner first and then the shampoo. That's just sort of some hypothetical scenario. But something that would make a buyer kind of sit back and be like, oh, okay. It could be a really kind of pedestrian product that you are putting a luxury spin on, for example. So something that, you know, hasn't really been very glamorous in the past, like, I don't know, toothpaste, for example. But you are launching this like luxurious toothpaste that's really gonna revamp the category for people that brush their teeth, which is most of us, I should think. But want a nice product that looks good on their bathroom shelf, that want kind of high-end organic natural ingredients, say, that just want something different, maybe a brand that is more sustainable than the current popular brands on the market. So you've got to think of it from those angles as well. Like, what is it that's really, makes you different and makes you interesting? So it could be that you're inclusive and pioneering natural ingredients, but the type of product that you're making isn't the kind of product that's normally associated with that. So that could be a really good angle as well. Also, scalp care has been a huge beauty trend in the last few years. And scalp care, not the sexiest topic, I grant you, like dandruff, anyone? But several brands have now managed to make scalp care and issues like dandruff and hair loss part of the prestige luxury market, and fair play to them. But that's how they've kind of differentiated themselves in that category. So there are so many angles that you can come at with this. In terms of founder story, again, I feel like you need to really kind of dig deep and say something different to what every other brand founder is saying. So yes, as a beauty journalist, a beauty editor, we get a lot of the same stories that beauty buyers get. And a lot of the time it was a founder who maybe left her job in the corporate world, was burnt out and decided she wanted to create a skincare line. Or after a period of illness, she went on this journey of healing and self-discovery and stumbled upon these essential oils, such and such, which is, you know, that may well be true. But it is a story that does get trotted out, along with it was a family recipe passed down from a great aunt or a grandmother. And I'm aware that in a lot of cultures that recipes do get passed down through generations, and I'm not kind of being disparaging about that. But it is, you know, a very common theme within the beauty industry. So how do you make your story different? How do you make it stand out? So it could be that you've had an interesting career background. So take the brand Dizziac, for example. Its founder, Loretta DeFeo, she worked in the music industry for a long time. I think she was the owner of a music venue, and she was also an agent as well as a beauty journalist. So you can tell there are kind of elements of that in the branding of Dizziac, which is like a hair care and body care brand. It's quite fun. It's irreverent. The packaging looks like it could be an album cover. Maybe think about what kind of things that, you know, colourful aspects of your career or just your life in general leading up to this point that you could bring in just to add a bit of flavour to your founder story, so it just doesn't sound like every other founder story that the buyer is going to be reading that day. Because if a customer kind of comes across your brand and doesn't know it, they're going to want to find out something different. They're going to want to see something different. And I think people want that newness, they want that innovation, and they want to connect with the person behind the brand. People like to know who the founder is, so they have that kind of personal connection with those products and really understand the story behind them. So yes, that's something that we can help with here at Smart Beauty. We work with brands sort of decoding their brand DNA, as it were. So really stripping it back and getting to the bare bones of what this product range is about and how we can talk about it in a way that can make it sound as, you know, unique and incredible as it actually is. So we can really showcase it at its best and make all the kind of risk and dedication and blood, sweat and tears that you've put into it worthwhile, and make other people see it and appreciate it as much as you do. So yes, give us a call, or you can book a discovery call on our website, or you can drop me an email, hello@smartbeautycreative.com, and we can chat further and see what we can do together. But working with beauty brands is just a huge passion of mine. Like, as a former beauty editor, I was a current beauty journalist, I still am a beauty journalist, I really love kind of the storytelling element when it comes to talking about beauty products. And talking, you know, I've interviewed countless founders and countless brand founders and CEOs, and it's about trying to find something about them that readers haven't heard before, something about that product or about that brand that's interesting, that's going to make good editorial. And I apply that technique when I work with brands and founders and talk about their story. So when it comes to selling it into the press or to buyers or directly to customers, I sort of take that editorial approach, and so do the rest of my team. So do get in touch and see what we can do together. But yes, I think once you get your brand story kind of nailed down and it's really in a good place, then I think the likes of Sephora and Space NK won't be far behind. I know it seems impossible, and it just seems really, that's probably the toughest part, I think, of bringing a beauty brand into market, is launching into those retailers and getting space on those coveted shelves. But I think having a great, strong brand story and tone of voice, it can really help differentiate you from the competition, so buyers can sit up and take notice. So I hope this has been helpful, and I'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed that episode. All links will be in the show notes, and feel free to visit smartbeautycreative.com or visit us over on Instagram to find out more about what we do. And if you enjoyed listening, please don't forget to rate and review Smart Beauty on iTunes, as it helps people find us. See you next time.